from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre, the president of the largest business organization in the District of Cochrane, welcomes this week's announcement that Hydro One will be part of a consortium building a new electrical transmission line to Wawa from Timmins. Tom Fott says building the 260-kilometer line is good economic news for communities along the route and in our district. He says the provincial government sees the potential for the area with a projected 28% to 30% increased demand for power in the next 10 years.
It shows good faith on their part as well. It shows that they're prosperous in our area and they believe that we're going to be growing significantly over the next little while.
Hydro One is part of a consortium constructing the line along with the Waban Tribal Council and its five-member First Nations. Fott says that shows great commitment and faith in reconciliation. There are eight new faces on the Prime Minister's front bench in the Commons. Four ministers were also given a change in duties, mainly Anita Anand, the former Minister of National Defence, now becoming Minister of Transport and Internal Trade. Trudeau says his team is focused on things that matter most to Canadians, making life more affordable, growing the economy, and creating good jobs for the middle class. The cabinet now retains a total of 38 ministers in addition to the prime minister. The shuffle comes after former finance minister Chrystia Freeland stepped down from the role on Monday, the same day as Sean Fraser, who was Minister of Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says the Liberal government's time is up, no matter who's leading the party. In a letter to Canadians, he says the NDP will put forward a clear motion of non-confidence in the next sitting of the House of Commons. He's calling for Justin Trudeau to resign, saying he can't fix health care, build homes, or lower your bills. In the same letter, Singh takes aim at the Conservatives, claiming they'll give CEOs and big business anything they want and make cuts to health care, child care, and pensions to pay for it. The next sitting of the House starts at the end of January. In Country 93.1 Sports, the pre-Christmas portion of the NOJHL schedule winds down this weekend. The Iroquois Falls Storm are on the road for a game in Powassan tonight and French River tomorrow night. The Hearst Lumberjacks and Timmins Rock head into the holidays after tonight's encounter at the MAC at 7 o'clock. Rock player cards are now available. Captain Tenzin Nyman will be autographing his right after tonight's game.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.